Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, faithfully, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value and so appreciate your participation, our global listening audience, because without you, it wouldn't be the same here on the airwaves each and every week. And so we want you to know that we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are truly eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of the in-studio guests sharing their testimony and or our experts coming in and giving some richness around what they know to be true, and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? You are working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately, so you're in position to live out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Monday is, in my opinion, and the feedback that we've received from those listening in regularly, is rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. The number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you around today's topic for about 40 minutes into today's program on our subject of boundaries, at which time we will then open our program up for audience participation, which we absolutely love and we welcome. your questions, your comments, your thoughts around today's topic. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we so encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. The question on the table today is, do you have healthy boundaries? We're talking about boundaries. Do you know what your standards are? But before we jump into today's topic, we are asking that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Send someone a quick fax, an email, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want you to know here on Motivational Mondays and Inspired Media for You, we extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your notepads and pens, tablets, iPads ready, if you're not at your desktop or your laptop on a smart device, you want to grab that. Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. And we're looking at a subject that is very near and dear to Coach Adams. It's a subject that I fight to tweak and live and redefine continuously on my journey. This is not only a subject that I am very passionate about and see the great relevance and significance, but so often in my coaching practice, this is by far one of the top questions that is asked regularly. Coach Adams, how do I establish healthy boundaries? And you know what's so interesting is last week we had a powerhouse in-studio guest, and I just want to touch on last week for just a quick moment. We had Pastor Joanne Sanders joining us, and we had a rich discussion on the power of forgiveness. And one of the things that Pastor Joanne spoke about that was so key around this power of forgiveness was numero uno, number one of the principles that came out in the richness that was shared, is that you must love yourself. And I bring that as we are looking at establishing healthy boundaries and locating where we are, that all of this starts with loving ourselves and having self-love for ourselves. Because it's so interesting that we don't realize, and I, Coach Adams, have been guilty as charged. I'm in the trenches on the journey with you, no question about it. And, you know, so often we struggle with when to say yes and how to say no and taking control of our lives, and we feel guilty. We absolutely feel guilty for taking control of our lives. We feel guilty for loving ourselves and walking in self-care and the various things that we're going to talk about when, in essence, we should not. Boundaries, and this is what's important to understand, that boundaries are essential to having a healthy relationship and for each and every one of us to really live out a healthier life. It is not narcissistic, it's not self-serving, but it is so important, and it's something that, again, if I didn't get this question so frequently and understanding that this is a struggle that many press through on a regular basis, and so many of us, we are people pleasers. We want to please everyone, and so we struggle with this simple two-letter word, no, and we feel guilty when we're not able to accommodate everyone's request. And, you know, I've been fortunate to do some travel in my life, and every time you get on the plane, it's the same thing. That if the airplane starts to suffer low cabin pressure, you will get your oxygen mask will drop down, and they tell you if you are with a little person, a child, or if you're caring for someone on the plane, whatever the case may be, you must first put the oxygen mask on you, on yourself, before you can put the oxygen mask on someone else. But instinctively, many of us are trying to put oxygen masks on others, and we don't have the oxygen mask on ourselves. And that's why this topic is one that I'm so passionate about, and my desire is to empower as many as I can so that you are feeling more equipped on your journey to achieve your goals, to fulfill your purpose and your assignment, and to live out your dreams. And so I want us to know that we must establish healthy boundaries. We must have these quote-unquote guardrails. And I've touched on boundaries before, and I will touch on boundaries again. Why? Because it is such an important subject. And so as we dive into this subject today, it's important for us to really understand and know where do we stand. We have to be clear on what our limits are. We have to know, what am I willing to tolerate? You know, I always get tickled when my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, my mentor, shares an illustration, you know, really touching on boundaries and the importance of that. And one of the illustrations that they share is, and I love this, is that if you're in a relationship, married, husband and wife, we're talking about understanding where you are, naming your limits, putting a face on what's acceptable and what is not acceptable. And so if you're in a relationship and you're married and your husband or your wife comes home late from work, they come home late, but they come home, that's something that you can tolerate. You may be irritated a little bit, but you can tolerate the fact that they're late, but they're home. Now, talking about and understanding our limits and putting a face to that, if they don't come home one night, is that something that you will tolerate? Now, that's a good question. It may be acceptable for one to come home late, but they come home. But for them just not to come home, not acceptable. And so when we're looking at and we are really taking a look at and understanding our boundaries and what's important and significant, we must first realize and put a face to my limit. Has this gone outside of my acceptable range of variance? Is this something that I can tolerate? If you come home late, I can tolerate that. But if you don't come home at all, Houston, we have a major problem. That is not acceptable. That's not something that I can tolerate. But it's important because these types of feelings of recognizing what I can and cannot tolerate, what's acceptable, what is not acceptable, supports me and it helps me in identifying what my limits are. But you must know what your limits are. And many of us, people are running all over us, taking advantage of us, because we are not clear on what our limits are. So the first thing that we must do, we must locate where we are, and we must identify, name, put a face to, know where you stand, know what your limits are, know what can you tolerate and what's acceptable versus what is not acceptable. You know, if someone puts their hands on you, is that acceptable? You know, I often give the disclosure and have given the disclosure in previous relationships. I'll tolerate a lot. I mean, I'm pretty forgiving and, you know, and all of that. But there's one thing that I won't tolerate. It's actually two things. And those two things are, don't ever think about putting your hands on me, because I grew up seeing abuse and the effects of that, and that's something I'm not willing to accept. Two, cheating, and that may take us over the edge. And I've had to deal with and face that in relationships as well. And so you have to know what your limits are. What are the deal breakers? And I remember in my early 20s, I was in my first serious relationship, and oh my gosh, the sun set and it rose with this man. And I share that backdrop because it's important to know that I was so into him. And he rolled up on me like he was going to hit me, just like he was. He didn't hit me. He didn't put his hands on me, but he got up on me like he was going to. And I told him, I said, it's over. I'm done. I'm out. And he didn't believe me. He did not believe me, but I was serious, because that was out of my acceptable range of variance in the relationship. And that little peekaboo sign right there, that was a warning for me that if I don't hold my boundary right here, if I don't hold my boundaries for myself right up in here, that the next time you won't get up on me like you're planning to hit me, the next time you will hit me, because I felt like that was a little teaser test to see, will you tolerate this? And so, again, we must put a face to, we must locate where we are, we must understand, we must name our limits. Know your limits. Know your limits. What is outside of your acceptable range of variance is number one. Number two, and I know I spent a significant amount of time on that, but I feel like that is a part of the foundation for having healthy boundaries. And I want to give you a disclosure now that this subject is a subject on boundaries that we are going to definitely carry over in our next Shape Up series next week, because knowing our limits is so key, and many of us do not know our limits, and so we allow ourselves to get in situations where it causes us to feel uncomfortable, and that's what number two is. Number two is we must tap into our feelings. We must tune into how we're feeling. We must recognize how we are feeling. Because when we are feeling discomfort and resentment, we have to face that. That is a sign that our boundaries are being overstretched, that someone has taken us out of that zone where we're feeling honored, we're feeling respected, and that our boundaries are, you know, being honored. And so it is without question a red flag. And so if we do not acknowledge it when we're feeling discomfortable, when we're feeling this dis-ease, if we don't stay sensitive to our feelings and identify them, then when we're feeling the resentment, I had a situation recently and I had to really process that because I was like, oops, Coach Adams, you're feeling a little resentment in here. This is not good. And you're feeling resentful. Why? Because you're feeling like your boundaries are not being respected. And it was a red flag for me. So know that each of us have these red flags. Many of us, we go unconscious. We don't want to face them. Why? Because it will cause us to have to make some decisions that we don't want to make. But if we don't make those decisions, we'll continue to accept behavior and tolerate what is outside of our acceptable range of variance, what is outside of our boundaries. And so we cannot go asleep. We cannot put our heads in the sand and say, I don't want to look at how I'm feeling. That's what gets us out of this healthy relationship interaction, and our boundaries are being overpressed, and we're feeling this dis-ease, and we're feeling uncomfortable, and we're feeling the resentment. What should be on a scale of 1 to 10, a 1, it's a 10. It's way out of the, off the, you know, chart. It's an 11 because we have not honored our boundaries. And so the first thing, again, is that we have to name our limits. We have to know exactly where we stand. What are our limits? What is acceptable? What is not acceptable? Number two, we have to tap into and be clear on how are we feeling? Am I feeling discomfort? Am I feeling resentful? Am I feeling some level of dis-ease? If I am, I can't ignore that. I have to look at that very closely. And so I want you to know that this is so key and so significant that if you are not in tune, if you do not tap into this, you're going to be feeling this dis-ease and you're not saying anything. You're feeling uncomfortable and you're not saying anything. And what's happening is it's eating you up on the inside. Just as we spoke last week with Pastor Joanne Sanders as it relates to unforgiveness, if I don't deal with that unforgiveness, it's eating me up on the inside. Ulcers and cancer and all of these diseases that begin to set into our bodies is because of that stress of some unresolved issues, whatever those unresolved issues may or may not be. And so you have to know your limits. You got to know where you are, put a face on it, name it. You have to understand how you're feeling around whatever the situations are. We have to grow in, and this is number three, as we're talking about boundaries today here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. And we're having a dialogue and a conversation around knowing your limits, identifying them, and having clear, healthy boundaries, because a sign of a healthy relationship is that you have clear boundaries. It's when we don't have the clear boundaries that we begin to feel resentment, that we begin to have anger build up inside of us, and all of these things that start to manifest that because we haven't dealt with what's at the root. You know, so often someone blows up like a volcano. There were some things stirring at the root. There were some things stirring beneath the surface that had not been dealt with. It wasn't just that moment of quote-unquote eruption. It was something well before that that was stirring that was not dealt with that got the individual to that place of explosion. And so we don't want to just be walking around exploding. We have to deal with things. And communication is so key in being able to express. And if you're not in a relationship that you feel you can express, and this is not just a male-female relationship, a partnership of that nature. This can be in a business relationship. This can be someone supporting your vision. This can be a relationship in the work environment. I remember as a part of one of our winner circles, one of our members said, you know, wow, I'm really feeling like my boundaries are not being respected in the workplace. Coach Adams, help. How do I deal with that? And so this issue of boundaries, it is not limited to relationships, as you may think, male and female interactions. This crosses over in any interaction that we have in our lives. So know that it's important to really get a gauge on and knowing your limits in every area of your life. It could be the personal relationship, but it's not just personal. It may be the professional relationship, which for some, it's a little more sticky, it's a little more difficult, but we still have to have healthy boundaries across the board. There may be different ranges of variance depending on if it's personal or professional, but there still needs to be boundaries. And so number one, we spoke about that I must put a face to, I must identify my limits. I must name my limits. I must know clearly where I am. What am I willing to tolerate? What is acceptable? What is not acceptable? Number two, I have to be sensitive to and tap into my feelings. What feelings are you talking about, Coach Adams? Those areas that make you feel discomfort, that are uncomfortable. Those areas where you're feeling resentment, those are signs that, hello, red flags, your boundaries are not being honored and respected. And many of us, we turn a blind eye to the red flags. We put our head in the sand like the ostrich, and we want to ignore it. We have to learn and grow in being more direct with others. And with some people, maintaining healthy boundaries doesn't require a direct approach. It is simply we just have a clear-cut dialogue. This is the bottom line. And so I want you to understand that the ability to grow and be more direct. Many of us, we ice skate and skirt around the issues. We need to be able to have that direct, open line of communication. We need to be able to approach those areas that are uncomfortable, those areas that have brought discomfort, those areas of resentment, whatever the case may be. We have to grow in being more direct. See, this area or issue of having healthy boundaries or not is really about growing in and being empowered in understanding and knowing when to say yes, how to say no, and taking control of our lives as a life manager. For those of you that listen in regularly, you know that I often make the reference to our greatest assignment as being the best life manager that we can be. And if someone is looking at how we are managing our lives, would they, and this is so key, when I heard this put in this way by Dr. Phil McGraw many years ago, it was like an awakening for me. Would you hire that person based on how they are managing their lives? Will you hire them? And if you would not hire you, then you need to step back and you need to make some adjustments. Because this ability to more effectively and efficiently manage the life that we've been given is so key. And having clear boundaries is a part of that process. What have we talked about so far? We've said, number one, that we must know where we stand. We have to put a face to, we have to identify and name our limits. What are your limits? In a relationship, for me, two limits that I have is infidelity. If you're not able to be faithful, that's an issue. If you think about putting your hands on me, that's an issue. Those are limits that if you go over that line, that's a deal breaker. Now, you may be saying, Coach Adams, well, people make mistakes and so on and so forth. Absolutely, they do. But you need to know what's in your acceptable range of variance and what is not. And your acceptable range of variance may be different than Coach Adams, and mine may be different than yours. And so the key of understanding, don't get caught up, bottom line, we have to be clear on what are our limits. We have to have limits, or people will run all over us. We have to be in tune with our feelings. And this being in tune with our feelings is so that we are able to identify those areas of discomfort, those areas of resentment, and dealing with that. Number three, we have to grow in being more direct. Many of us want to skirt around the issue, why? And let me tell you why, let me tell you why, let me tell you why. Because we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings and we don't want our feelings to get hurt. But the reality is, if I can be completely honest and open and respectful with you in a relationship, whatever it may look like, business relationship, personal relationship, on the job, whatever, I'm showing that I have honor and respect for you and vice versa. So this ability to be direct is so key, but it is lacking. Because so often I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want to have to tell them whatever. Now, if they don't receive it, that's on them. And you don't curse anyone out. You don't disrespect someone to being direct doesn't say that you can talk to people any kind of way. No, absolutely not. But it's saying that you're able to face head on and be clear on those areas of discomfort, those areas that are stirring up in you that are causing resentment, that you're able to talk about whatever is needful, and you're able to be direct with your position. If someone says, hey, can you do this? You know, I would love to, however, I'm unable to. You're saying no without just saying no, and so that's why it's so important to know when to say no and how to say no. And there's so many different ways that we can convey and communicate no without saying no in a way that would honor the other person so that they're not feeling hurt and wounded because you're so, you know, curt. They're feeling like, oh, you're so curt. Have a situation now, I'm doing some executive consulting, and one of the biggest grievances is that one person, the way that they communicate, is not connecting with others. People are getting offended. You can be direct and not offensive. So it's not giving you the license to be offensive, but rather it is mutually honoring one another, respecting each other, and it is the style of communication. And that is what's so key, the style of communication. We've all heard the term. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And Coach Adams is guilty. Sometimes I get it right, sometimes I don't. You know, being that I have written a chapter in the Change book number 14 on the power of words, I was just telling my mentor today, I have a greater awareness of words, and because of who God called me to be, there is this pressure because I am a wordsmith. That is my gifting and my calling, words. And so I understand that words can build us up. Words can tear us down. Words, life and death are in the power of words. So there is this greater awareness, this styling of communication when we're talking about being direct is what is most important, that I effort to communicate in a way that connects with you. But it is more effective when I can put it on me. This is how I feel. This is what I need. Taking it off of the other person and making it about me and being sensitive to how are they receiving what I am efforting to convey. You know, one of the powerful life lessons that I've learned and my mentors have really instilled this in me is that our brand is not what what I say it is. It's what others perceive. So it's not what I say it is, oh, my brand is this, this, and this, and I'm screaming it from the rooftop. No, what do people say about you behind closed doors? And that's what's so interesting. I'm seeing and observing that in different environments, that one person may think that they are the best thing since sliced bread. And behind the scenes, people are saying things that are contrary to what their perception is. And there is a disconnect. And so our brand is not what we say that it is. It is what others perceive. And that styling of communication is so key in our being direct, that we communicate in such a way that connects with the hearer of those words, understanding that there is great power in words. And again, speaking of the power of words, if you're interested in obtaining your autographed copy of The Change number 16, where your very own resident empowerment coach, Coach Adams, is one of the co-authors of The Change book number 14, please email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Send an inbox, Facebook message, a direct message, whatever, DM, whatever you need to do to get your communication out there. I feel that you would truly, your life would be truly impacted and enriched by my contribution. It without question will really support you in growing to another level of awareness. Why? Because words are powerful. And it is important that we select the words and that we speak and select the words that we receive wisely. So boundaries. You know, I want you to know that I want to hear from those of you that are tuned in. And so this is the time in our broadcast where we invite you, our global listening audience, to join in, to share in the discussion. I want you to be aware that this opportunity for you to share in the discussion is to give you complimentary coaching around a subject that you may be struggling in. So this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion, to share in the chat, the dialogue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, which many do obviously dial in from a web-based connection process, and that's cool. Appreciate that you're still dialing in. But in order for you to engage and interact with us live, you do need to dial in, meaning you got to pick up the phone and dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We so appreciate and love the interaction. So if you feel so inclined to do so, and if you're saying, Coach Adams, eek, I don't feel comfortable with allowing my voice to be heard on the airwaves, I get that. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum to continue the dialogue. So socially, you can continue the dialogue with us. You can ask a question. You can make a statement, comment, what have you. Maybe, just maybe, you have a recommendation for a show guest, a show topic. We want to hear that as well. So our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is an open group, and anyone is welcome. As we get back into our topic on boundaries, and the question that was raised is, do you know your limits? What have we talked about so far in today's broadcast as we are taking a look and identifying the signs of a healthy relationship, not just a relationship between a husband and wife, male and female, but also in business partnerships, in ministry partnerships, in the workplace, corporate settings, whatever that may be. So this is universal, the subject of boundaries and having healthy boundaries that support you in having healthy relationships. And so number one, we said it's important to know your limits. Many of us, we don't even know what our limits are. We don't have a face to our limits. And how they come out is like a volcano in the moment. So much has been building, and we expect unrealistically for other people to know what we need and to know instinctively what we want. No. You have to know. You have to identify. You have to name. You have to be aware of. You have to locate what you are willing to tolerate. It may be different from Coach Adams, but you need to be clear. And so you have to put a face to it. So number one in this journey of identifying and having healthy boundaries so that you can feel honored in your relationship at whatever level that may look like, name your limits. Know your limits. Identify your limits. What does that look like? Coach Adams gave the illustration that in my very first close relationship, I let them know, two things I will not tolerate, abuse, infidelity. Those are the deal breakers. You must know. That's a limit. That's an example of what is a limit. We must be aware of and tap into, tune into, turn up that frequency on our emotions. What emotions are we tuning the frequency on, Coach Adams? We're tuning the frequency on those situations and those things that cause dis-ease, that cause discomfort, that resentment begins to build up in us. We have to be clear on that. Those are red flags. We can't put our head in the sand like the ostrich on those particular areas. We must face those areas. So Number three is that we must grow in being direct in our communication style, in what we are communicating, knowing that it's okay to say no, because we're talking about and establishing clear boundaries for healthy relationships. A part of this boundary building is that I must know when to say yes and how to say no. And in my doing so, I am now taking control and regaining power in my life. When I allow others to press and disrespect my boundaries, I've given up the power. And in life, there is this constant tug of war for power. Who will dominate? And in your life, for you to be a successful life manager, you have to maintain power, meaning you are not overtaking someone, but you're not letting them overtake you either. You are simply establishing your guidelines for your boundaries and your relationship by knowing your limits and identifying and being clear on that, recognizing how you feel in certain situations, especially associated with those areas that stir up discomfort and resentment in you. You have to grow in your communication style that you're learning to be more direct with respect. Direct with respect. This is not a license to disrespect others. This is not a license to treat people any kind of way. This is not a license to talk to anyone the way that you want to talk to them. But it is about being direct, and it is about being clear on your boundaries and communicating that in your style that connects with others, that's honoring them as it honors you, respects them as you are being respected. Number four, and we're going to get through five of these areas on today's installment, and next week we'll pick up with five additional other areas to consider as we are shaping up to win here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we are looking at and identifying, knowing our limits, discussing boundaries. So, number four, give yourself permission. Be okay with. This is so key. We don't give ourselves permission. Permission for what, Coach Adams? Permission to have standards. Give yourself permission. It's okay to have boundaries. It's okay to say no. It's okay. We need to give ourselves permission. And many of us are falling short because we have not given ourselves permission, and therefore what happens? We start to feel guilty. I feel guilty for telling you no. I feel guilty because no. Hold your boundary. And so give yourself permission. This is so key. You know, many of us, we do things because we want to please other people. It's eating us up on the inside because we don't have healthy boundaries. We're feeling resentment. We're feeling uncomfortable. And yet, and so this is key to say, it's okay. To thine own self be true. You have to give yourself permission. You have to coach you through this process of recognizing that it's okay to be direct. It is okay. It's okay to have limits. It's okay. So giving yourself this permission is so significant. Establish what those boundaries look like in any of your relationships, and know that when you are living out healthy relationships, that this is a sign of self-respect for both parties. So you have to give yourself the permission to set boundaries, and not only to set your boundaries, to work to hold your boundaries. It's one thing to set a boundary. It's another thing to hold that boundary. We don't have to scream from the rooftop, "I'm establishing a boundary. This is a boundary." When we have those standards and those limits and we simply reinforce them, it's clear that these are boundaries in whatever area that may be. You know, just like a little child, as a little one is growing, they're trying to figure out, what are my boundaries, what are my guard rails, what are the standards, as they're growing, and they're trying to determine that. And so we as parents, we reinforce and establish that for them. And they want the boundaries. They're trying to figure out, okay, how far can I go to the left? How far can I go to the right? But if there are no boundaries, so you want to give yourself that permission that it is absolutely okay. It is okay. And more than it just being okay, it is so that you can come from a healthy place in your relationships. Your relationships are healthier. You have mutual admiration and respect one to the other because you've given yourself permission to have these guidelines that honor your relationship, that honor you in your relationship. Like I said, for me, the two deal breakers in a personal relationship is infidelity and abuse. Those are deal breakers for me. What are your deal breakers? Do you know your deal breakers? We must practice self-awareness. Boundaries are all about tapping into and holding, honoring, honing into your feelings, identifying them, and honoring them. So this self-awareness, being self-aware and walking in self-awareness, is identifying and noticing those areas that become quote-unquote slippery slopes, as one would say, and not allowing yourself to go down those slippery slopes, but rather making sure that you have the proper guardrails so that you're being honored and respected. They're being honored and respected so that you're not building up resentment and allowing yourself to feel such stress because your boundaries are not being respected. So the question raised here is, what are you going to do to make a shift in your relationships? Because whatever you have control over, and you have control over you, you have control over you. You are a system, and you have control over you, known as a system. So you are empowered to manage you. You're only responsible for you. You're only responsible for how you manage your life. You're only responsible. That's what you're responsible for. You have no control over the other person whatsoever. You don't have control over them. But many of us want to control others, and it's not about controlling others. It's about Bottom line, as we prepare to wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays in our Shape Up series on boundaries, it's about understanding your own limits, identifying your limits, knowing where you stand personally. It's not about the other person. It's about you. It's about you tuning into your feelings. How do you feel? What brings you discomfort and resentment? It is about you learning how to be more direct. Not disrespectfully, but honoring yourself, honoring the other people in your various relationships, but understanding that this ability to be direct is learning how to more effectively communicate and have a dialogue one to the other. Adult communication. Giving yourself permission. Number four, giving yourself permission to recognize that it's okay to establish boundaries. Why? Because this will yield a healthy relationship. You will be healthier because you won't have resentment building up. You won't feel uncomfortable. You're feeling good in your relationships. You are feeling good. Why? Because you are feeling self-respected. You are feeling honor. You're giving honor and respect to the other person. So now you are in a healthy place. But in order for all of this to be real, I must continuously walk in self-awareness. I must be self-aware, and then I must walk in self-awareness. It is amazing how quickly time flies. Wow! Can you believe that our hour of power, it is time to bring it to a close and start our wrap-up? You know, I would love to hear from those of you who are tuning in, or maybe you're listening in post our live broadcast, you're listening in on demand. Would love to hear your thoughts around today's program. Did you take anything away? And your journey work is that I want you to process these five areas and come up with a strategy, a plan. It doesn't have to be so in-depth of where do you need to adjust. As we talked about identifying and knowing your limits, we talked about being aware of your feelings, tapping into that, turning up the frequency, growing and being more direct, giving yourself permission, understanding that it's okay to have boundaries and to walk in, be aware, and to walk in, to practice self-awareness. So I want you to process in each of those areas that were discussed, and we're going to get into five additional areas on next week's installment of Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're here for you to give you your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week faithfully every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Inspired Media for You. Look at each of those areas. Determine where do you need to make a shift, where do you need to grow, but be open to the process of saying, I'm going to grow and move and do something different now that I'm more equipped and I have the tools in my toolbox. For those of you that are not aware, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, visit coachadams.com, shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call direct at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media today with Coach Adams. I coach and you win. Know that we'll be right here to give you your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week on next week as we move into part two of Boundaries in our Shape Up and Win series. Talk to you soon.